USA News, I'm Dave Collins. More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the USA. That's according to FlightAware, which also found over 2,600 flights. They've been delayed in the U.S. as well. Southwest has far and away the most canceled flights at over 2,300, almost 6 in 10 of its scheduled flights. The daughter of international soccer legend Pele is remembering her late father. Kelly Nascimento posted a picture on her Instagram page showing hands of family members placed on top of Pele's while in his hospital bed. The three-time World Cup winner died at the age of 82. With 2023 right around the corner, some states and cities are set to introduce new laws. Tyler Kuhl has the details.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21.
Former Pope Benedict's condition is serious but stable. That's according to an update from the Vatican. In a statement, it said Benedict is absolutely lucid and vigilant. Avatar, The Way of Water, hits a billion. Julio Flores has more.
The sequel to the highest-grossing film of all time crossed the $1 billion mark. The milestone comes just 14 days after it was released, making it just the sixth film to ever do so. It's the first film to cross the billion-dollar mark in its first 2 weeks since last year's Spider-Man: No Way Home. Avatar 2 brought in nearly $24 million at the North American box office Tuesday, along with almost $51 million overseas. I'm Julio Flores.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Benjamin Netanyahu is returning to power in Israel. The Jewish state's longest-serving leader was sworn in as prime minister today. The 73-year-old Netanyahu was re-elected in November, despite being on trial for alleged corruption. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena for former President Trump.
The House Ways and Means Committee plans to release Trump's personal and business returns from 2015 through 2020. The anticipated release comes as the Democratic-led panel said the IRS failed to properly audit Trump's taxes for several years while he was in office. The committee voted to release the documents last week, but has been redacting personal information before posting them publicly. Trump was the first presidential candidate in decades to not release his tax returns during his campaigns for president.
That's Tyler Kuhl reporting. The U.S. is imposing new restrictions on travelers from China due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Starting January 5th, all air travelers at least 2 years of age originating from China, including Hong Kong and Macau, will be required to show a negative COVID test no more than 2 days before their departure. The Dallas Cowboys and Tennessee Titans are set to clash this evening on Thursday Night Football. Dallas comes into its second-to-last game, already holding a wild-card playoff spot. The Titans are in second place in the AFC South and need a win to keep pace with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.